Okay, you're all set.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Fred.
Absolutely.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Dorothy O'Brien. I am chair of the Northern Arizona Independent Oversight Committee. I would like to welcome all of you, and if we could just take a few minutes and announce ourselves who is on the phone. I do believe we have a quorum, but once we can establish that, we'll head right through the agenda and get moving. So our Vice President, Chris? No, Ann, excuse me, Ann.
Hi, I'm Ann Gundy.
Chris, how about you?
Hi, this is Christopher Gonzalez, the chair for the Site Visit Committee.
Alpha?
Hi, this is Alpha, I'm a member present.
Perfect. Are there any other members? My husband is here as well, Karen O'Brien. So I count five members. So we have a quorum, we exceed the quorum. Okay. Now, our partners, Karen, you want to start with just introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Karen Kramer, member advocacy coordinator at United Healthcare.
Thank you. Who else?
Hi, this is Laurie Ganser-Miller. I am also with United Healthcare. I'm director of special programs.
Thank you, Laurie.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Maria. I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead, Maria. No, go, you
Hi,
go ahead.
Hi, Maria Esposito from Member Advocate Veteran Liaison from Health Choice.
Thank you, Maria. Who
this
else?
This is Sunyoung Park, Member Advocate, Care First Health Plan.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. Anybody else?
Yes,
good evening.
Go ahead.
My name is Leah Gibbs, and I'm the Administrator of the Office of Individual and Family Affairs for the Division of Developmental Disabilities.
For the Division of
Developmental Disabilities.
Oh, thank you. Okay. And I'm sorry, Richard?
Yes, Richard Couch. I'm also with the Office of Individual and Family Affairs with DED.
Okay, very good.
I'm Octavia okay. Lim with on the IOC liaison for DDD.
Okay.
And Larry Allen, I am the IOC liaison for ADOA.
And Fred, are you there?
Yep, Frederica Graham with Access.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate all your attention and your attendance right now. Thank you. Okay, so we have established a quorum. I would like to just direct everyone to the website if they want to review any minutes. Thank you. Thanks again for recording that. That makes this much easier. I'd like to go through a brief chairman's report just because it's been a few months since we've met. And I do apologize for that, but I think we're going to be able to get back on track now. Dr. Potts, are you on the line? Jack Potts? No. Okay. We had an incident brought to our attention, and we followed through on it. And because this is an open meeting, I'm not going to say too much about it other than it was very important. And we did reach out for some of the leadership in Flagstaff for some understanding of what the situation was and why was it handled, frankly, so badly. The takeaway from that is that we're not done investigating that. It's ongoing, and if we need in the future to go into an executive session to discuss it, we will. But at this point, Christopher had an excellent suggestion that what we really need to understand is what are the rules regarding court-ordered evaluations and court-ordered treatment from our
you know, from an oversight committee's perspective, we felt like we really needed maybe some fine tuning of our understanding of what the latitude and longitude, say, so to speak, were. So, Larry, if you would just make a note, we would like at some point to have someone with expertise in this area attend our next meeting, so that, or perhaps a special meeting if the committee deems that important, to have a special meeting. Could you make a note of that, please?
Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Okay. So, you know, because of confidentiality and so on, I don't want to say anything else about that now, other than it is an ongoing investigation. And, you know, again, people are cooperating. It's not a, you know, the building's not burning down. You know, we're just trying to understand and help each other and make sure that our vulnerable people get the help that they need. So that's ongoing. The next thing are the our guidelines. We've, and again, I am not being facetious, but we were grateful to get back the comments and recommendations received from Access, but as some of our members noted, it was comments from our original request from 2019. So all I can say is, you're doing a great job. Please keep doing it. And we're really glad we're clearing away some of this stuff that was just hanging around. So if you look at our annual reports, you'll see that we have said past experience was pretty appalling. Current experience is quite, you know, quite outstanding. So thank you for that. And then again, you know, I will ask for a vote so that we can just, or a motion so that we can move those guidelines once and for all where they need to go. So would anyone like to make a motion to finally approve our guidelines with the comments and recommendations we receive from Access and send them on to the director?
So moved.
My husband moves. Any second?
Move. This is Alpha.
Alpha, is that you? Okay. So note that Karen O'Brien made a motion that we send these comments and recommendations on with our approval to the director of ADOA for whatever further approval, and then we're done. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, not hearing any opposed. We will ask Larry to please move that forward for us, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Larry, okay. Okay, okay. When the pandemic first started, we asked for our partners to provide pandemic response plans. And pretty immediately, we did receive those plans. And we want to send, I would just like the approval of the committee to send a thank you on to them. It's again late, it's a year, but I think we're at a point where we really could say thank you with confidence that the plans will probably be evolving now that the vaccines are having a good effect and people are much more educated about it. Any comment on that from the committee?
No, this is Christopher Gonzalez. Dot, I think that's a great idea. Do you need a motion?
Yeah, it's not original with me. I think it was your idea, Chris, so let's give credit where credit is due. So, yes. Would someone please move and let's just agree to get that done.
So moved.
Okay, my husband's moving again that we said, you guys, come on. How about a second on that?
Alpha here, so move.
Thank you, Alpha. Okay. So, all in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Anyone opposed? Okay. So we will, I will compose a letter and ask for the committees to take a look at it. You may have some input or whatever, but we'll get that done as soon as possible. Okay. Okay. The other, now I'd like to move on to number three, which is our structure. We still have an open secretary position. So I would ask you to consider, I'm the chair, Ann Gunty is our vice chair. Chris is the committee chairperson for the site visit committee. And we are in need of a secretary to complete the executive committee. So if you don't already have a role and think you might be able to, you'll have plenty of help. I mean, we're not asking you to scribe minutes or anything, but Alpha, and I don't know if Trish, are you on the call, Trish? No. Just give it some thought and please let us know, okay?
All right.
The other thing is our members. Today, I accepted the resignation of Dr. Leonardi, Catherine Leonardi. She's having some health issues. I assured her that, you know, we would love to have her back if she feels well at some point. But I would, again, ask the committee to accept her resignation and know that now we have 7 members. So a quorum is 4, and we'll hope that we have some applicants in the near future. I know all of us are talking to people we know. Any comments on that from the committee?
This is Christopher. No comment.
Okay. Ann, Alpha.
No, I don't have any comments. You know, I'm always on the lookout. I just haven't found anybody, at this point, but I will continue to look and ask.
Thanks. Okay. Okay, Alpha. We'll just keep our ears open. We did have 2 people apply, but then when we followed up with a personal phone call, we did not connect. So, you know, there are people out there interested, but again, we really have to follow the process to make sure that we're getting people on the committee that are going to work with us and fulfill our mission. And again, I would say to our partners, there's many of you on the line. You come in contact with so many members of the public. If you come across a parent or a coworker even, someone that might be interested in working with us, we would always be open to visiting with them, seeing their application. So I just put that out there for all our partners. There's, like I said, so many of you on the line today, and thank you. Okay. So I think we should let's take some action to accept Dr. Leonardi's resignation. I just want the record to show that we did receive her resignation and that the committee accepts it.
This is Christopher Gonzalez. I'll make the motion to accept Dr. Catherine Leonardi's resignation.
I'll second it. This is Ann Gunty.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So again, I will also send a letter to her thanking her from our committee and hoping that we see her again in the future. Okay. If there's no discussion, does anybody have any discussion on items up to number 4? Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, then I'd like to move on, Chris, to your
committee report, I know you have some things to discuss, and I'd like to turn it over to you, Chris.
Okay. This is Christopher Gonzalez. I think that on the agenda, I had the for our site visit audit guide, the site visit committee last year, I believe, we developed an audit guide for the committee members to help walk through reports and auditing them, making comments and how to organize their thoughts. And through that development, we submitted some questions for clarification regarding some of the policies of the statutes and the rules and regulations around site visits. And we did get feedback from Access ADOA on these questions and clarification. I did send those out to the committee members for review. So what the site visit committee will do next is we'll review these in detail, and we will update the site visit audit guide accordingly and redistribute with all the clarifying points. And if there's anything still residual that we feel that there might need clarification on or further clarification, well, then we'll present that to this executive committee as well for approval to move forward and send those clarifications through. So I don't know if any of the committee members had a chance to review any of them or if you've got any questions initially right now. Okay.
No, I think we're good, Chris. Everyone's,
okay.
You know, has those comments, so.
Okay. So the only other agenda item that I have is I know that we've been paused through the pandemic with our time and daily activities and committee activities. And to help the site visit and the committee kind of pick up the reports and reviewing and auditing the reports, I thought that to help kind of jumpstart us back onto the road, that I would pull various reports and go through them first to help the committee out, and then put them all on the spreadsheet that we developed, and then I can send them out to the site visit committee members to add to those reviews. So I figured that we might be able to kind of help jumpstart it that way to make everybody's life a little bit easier. I do have some of the time to do that now for the committee. So I just wanted to kind of bring that forward to help our site visits and reviews of those reports kind of jumpstart again. So that's really all I had on the agenda for today.
That's it's been a lot of work, Chris, and we appreciate it. Ann and Alpha, do you, I mean, does that sound helpful? I mean, I was really excited about that idea because getting through those reports is painful. You know, it really is. And to have, you know, to have the spreadsheet to work with would be awesome. For me to put it on the spreadsheet is a particular kind of torture, frankly.
Yeah, that would be great. I agree.
Okay. Would it be easier if I emailed them to the committee members or if I opened up a Google Drive? I'm not sure if everybody can get into the Google Drive. It's nice for a one-stop shop where anybody can work on them simultaneously or at any time. Or I can do both. If you can't get into Google Drive, then I can send you the emailed one and we can compile the information.
Alpha, I find the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alpha. What was that?
I said, either way, I'm fine. And
oh, okay.
I do want to appreciate your flexibility. I know you and I were supposed to meet up, but our schedules kind of got a little crazy. So I think this is going to be helpful.
Yeah, no worries. Just call me if you got time and we'll set a second schedule. No worries.
All right. Right.
That sounds great. I think if you, I would love to know how to get into the Google Drive, but I'm, you know, it'll defeat me. So if you don't mind emailing them, and then maybe I can slowly
I don't mind
be
emailing them. That's fine.
All right. And then maybe I could learn how to do it, but at least we could get started. Like you said, yeah. I like the idea of jump-starting our reviews again. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. I have a question while we're on this topic for our providers. What are you, I mean, maybe you want to wait until you make your reports, but my question would be, are your facilities getting to the point where we would be able to visit again? And, you know, maybe we should continue until we get to the reports, but maybe you could think about that, because that's a question that's definitely on our mind. And we'd like to know what programs may be ready for visits, you know, and if we have to schedule ahead of time during this extraordinary time, we would not be opposed to doing that. And then once we understand each other's parameters, you know, then we would make our unscheduled visits going forward. But I think to get us back on track, we may have to be a little flexible. Just a thought. Okay, Christopher, anything else then on site visit committee?
Well, yeah, you know, and Dot, please forgive my being dense on this. So I just have a question. So I'm interested as we move forward. I know that we had put in a request for approval or what we needed to do next, or as a recommendation, I think, in our annual report. Is to be able to provide electronic site visits, like a virtual site visit, and also electronic medical records review. I know that prior to pandemic, we were able to go on site with site visits and also do medical record reviews on site. Now, however, I know that some business structures and programs have changed their rules, and I'm not sure how the rules will continue forward post-pandemic as we look for, you know, keeping people safe. So I'm not sure if everybody's kind of opened up or anything like that. But also, point B to that is Northern Arizona is a very large region. And it is very difficult for us as a committee to spend personal resources going out to these sites that are many, many miles away. You know, Dot, you come from Sedona, I'm coming from Phoenix, we're meeting in the middle, and then we're going up north someplace. There are some places we haven't been able to reach, such as the two northern corners and some of the border areas, Kingman, you know, other places. So even post-pandemic, I'm not sure that we're going to we're still going to have those barriers in reaching those places. So, you know, our recommendation to provide virtual site visits and electronic medical record reviews can really help our committee move forward and really broaden our partnerships with our programs and agencies. So, do we need to put that on as new business? I don't know when we're going to get feedback from the annual report or those recommendations. I know I submitted them with the questions and clarifications, but we did not get a response for that. So I'm still finding it a priority and pertinent to push it forward for approval. So I don't know if we even need approval for it, but I can't find anything unless I have missed it somewhere. I cannot find anything in the R9 rules or the statutes that govern the IOCs that would give any rules or governance over electronic and virtual. So I don't know if we've got to now write those rules and guidelines and ask for approval, or if FIT can be approved and fall directly under our current jurisdiction. I know that's a really long-winded question.
No, it's important, and you're right. It's something we've been asking for some time now. Larry, I would ask you, I know you remember our annual report. What is your guidance here? How can we move this forward?
Well, the committee needs to vote on it and officially funnel the question that the committee votes and approves and send the question up to Access and ADOA. And then that would spur some conversation and try to figure out the best way to do that. I don't know what is the best way, honestly. I would have to do some digging around and find out what the next step would be. I just don't know. But yes, send the question to us and then we can, that'll officially get it moving for you.
Okay. Well, that's very helpful. So I would make a motion that Chris, you write out that question and we do as Larry recommends, and after committee approval, we send it on so that we can get some answers. And I would put some urgency on it. You know, the annual report was filed at the end of last year, pretty much. So that's my motion.
I'll second it.
And my husband seconds it. There you go.
Okay. So I'll develop the questions and send them directly to you for submission, or pull the recommendation.
Yeah. Let's just get the vote in. Is there any further discussion on that? Ann, Alpha?
I think Christopher got it down.
What?
I said. Good.
Oh, I'm not sure. Cut out.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
I said Christopher got it. He got it great.
Okay. Ann, anything?
No, I think that sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. All in favor then?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, Christopher, if you will compose that question for us and send it to Larry. I mean, please copy us, but send it to Larry so we can move it on, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Anything else, Chris?
That's everything for the site visit committee, and thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for all your time and effort. Is Dr. Potts, did you make it onto the call? Okay. I was going to ask Jack to give us a little bit of a legislative update, but we'll continue to do that via email. So please take a look at those things that are circulating, and if you have comments, please do. The other important part of that is we've been having pretty regular, I'll say, conversation with the committee chairs, which has been extremely constructive and useful. We have so many similar issues, and some of the committees are 10 steps ahead of us, and you know, we can try and learn from them, and likewise, you know, there's things we're doing that they're interested in, and so on. So we'll continue to do that. We have the next meeting coming up in July that our Northern Arizona committee is actually chairing. Is that July 13th, right, Larry?
Yes.
Okay, July 13th. So you'll get another email about that. But if you have any topics, it's a very informative, interesting discussion, please let me know. Shoot me an email about any of that, okay? And we'll do it. A large topic is that's happening around the state is housing. And, you know, I would love to be up to speed on what they're doing with trying to provide more housing and advocate for better housing and so on. But I just feel like I'm grasping at gossamer, because we have these other very basic things that we have to work out, you know. But housing is a huge issue, and it's part of the complaint we received. You know, beds. Where are the beds? We know that we're bleeding beds up here. So, you know, just look for more information, please. You know, if you get an email from us, from me or one of the other chairs, you know, I'd love to hear your feedback and comments on that. So I'm all the way past number six. There was also, before I leave number six, there was the comment period for the new access manual. Did I say that right, Fred? Is that?
Is it for the Fred, new access manual?
The comment period. That's for the new access manual. Is that correct?
Are you referring to when CJ, the discussion that she had regarding the AMPM that was being updated?
Yes, I think that's it. That's it. There's something being, I apologize. There's something being updated. I have the email, but
yeah.
I don't have it in front of me. Okay. But the comment period is still open, right?
It is.
Okay. Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure. So I'll send a further, you know, I'll just refresh that email for our group in case you have any comments. Okay?
Sounds good.
So then moving on to number seven. For reports, Larry, Frederick, can we hear from you, please?
Yeah, this is Frederica with Access. I do just want to let you know that they are providing housing presentations for those that have questions, and the Central has already had their presentation done, and just for anyone that's available tomorrow, Southern is having one tomorrow. So the subject matter expert for the housing department at Access is going to be there to give them, you know, all the details on the new housing.
What time is that?
Their meeting is going to be at 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, if you guys want, I'll put you on the invite. Just send me an email and let me know you want to be added, and I'll add you in so that you can attend and listen into that portion if you'd like. Otherwise, again, we can have David schedule time to come to your committee and do the same presentation that he's done at Central and we'll be doing tomorrow for Southern, just to kind of get some of those, you know, details ironed out for you guys in regards to housing, because I know that situation and that issue is very big right now.
Right, right. Okay. I mean, I think would be important to put on the agenda coming up. So I don't know if any of us would be available at 10:30 tomorrow. I mean, that's just a hard time. We're all working, you know, that's the thing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, but does the committee agree that that should be an upcoming agenda item for us?
Yes, I'd love to hear that presentation.
Yes, okay. Ms. Christopher, I agree.
Okay. Okay, and Alpha, I assume that you would be interested in that too.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, then if we can perhaps for our next meeting, I know we also want to hear some discussion about the court-ordered evaluation and court-ordered treatment. Larry, maybe you can let us know what would be entailed for that so I know how to budget time. whether we can do both in the next meeting or we need to split them up and do one at a time, okay?
Will do.
Okay.
Dot, this is Christopher. Is it okay to talk a little bit more about the presentation or connection to the subject matter experts for the court-ordered evaluation and court-ordered treatment?
Yeah, absolutely, especially while we have Larry and Frederica on the line. Sure.
Okay, because I was just, I want to recommend that we probably set aside an entire meeting to spend time with those subject matter experts, because I would be interested to know the city of Flagstaff's, or is it the county's, process and structure around COEs and COTs. So for instance, what happens with the police department? What's their process? Then who does that go to? Who's the authority that are, you know, where do those go to? Do we also need to connect to healthcare providers, such as any of the REBA or MCOs in Northern Arizona for their process? Or, because we might, I think we'll want to know the process of those vulnerable populations that already have a designation of SMI or any of them that we cover, but also are we interested in the police departments or other departments? Do fire departments make COEs? Is a process different from those without diagnosis to those with diagnosis? Are we interested in all those points of entries, or what's the committee think?
Well, me personally, yes. I mean, I feel like I have no expertise other than my lived experience, which has been a nightmare. And I would love to have a better understanding of what the various agencies and government, you know, like, for example, city councils, county, whatever. Yes, I think, and I can see where you're going. That would be a good solid hour of learning and discussion. So, you know, and that to me is extremely important. I mean, it doesn't have to be a formal meeting. It doesn't have to be a board meeting. You know, it could be a special meeting if we can get the proper experts available, and the committee could put the time aside to learn it. I don't, you know. What do you think, Ann, Alpha? What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I know nothing about that. You know, my experience here in Flagstaff is working with the youth population, so I don't know the answers to that, and I would love to learn more.
Okay. Alpha, is that something that you could see us putting time aside for?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, this is Christopher, and thank you, committee. I just wanted to make sure that we were kind of looking at it holistically and getting all the right people, and I don't know if that's a formal presentation or if we ask and create it like a discussion panel where we can ask questions or...
Sure.
We do it that way.
Sure. A working session is what I would like to see, you know, where it's not so formal, but it is extremely informative and everybody can have their questions answered and so on. So, Larry, that might be a little taller order, but can you make that happen, please?
I'll do my best for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've worked with the community.
Magic wand.
Dad, I've worked with a community resource officer on the police force here before and had him come speak at things. He's usually very willing to do that and to, you know, to come. And I'm sure he'd participate in a panel. He can be a little difficult to get a hold of and is often scheduled out fairly far, though. So if we decide on when we want to do it, it would be probably a good idea to check quickly, which I'm happy to do. To see if, you know, if that's something he would be interested in participating in, if you're looking at like a panel type of thing.
Okay. Larry, would that be helpful?
Sure. I mean, I think the more people to discuss and more questions asked, I think the better for the group. I think we all, it's the more information, the better.
Okay. And before we leave this topic, again, I'm going to ask if an evening, you know, an evening like this, I mean, it's just so hard during the day, I think, for most of us, Larry, if that's at all possible, you know, we'll honor their time and try not to be ridiculous about this. Okay?
No, I understand.
Okay. All right. So what else, Larry? Do you have anything to add? Frederica, do you have anything else to add there?
No, not, this is Frederica. Nothing else from me. When you guys get those dates and that sort of thing, and you know, just discussion on who you, the people that we'd like to present at the panel, just let both Larry and I know, because most of those people will probably come from the Access side. So I'll definitely need to check in with people. Like Ann said, most people are going to be scheduled out. So I'll have to get with them as soon as possible.
Yeah. And frankly, I'm not going to reach out to the Flagstaff PD this week when we've got evacuations happening in town today. And, you know, fire is rapidly approaching. This is not the week to ask them for a favor. So hopefully that'll get resolved in the next couple of days. And then we can reach out to start scheduling things.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. Life is happening around us for sure. Okay. Well, again, thank you. We can't thank you enough. So we'll say it again. Thank you, you two. Any other statewide meetings? Ann, Alpha, Chris, that you want to just mention here, and then we'll go right to our providers.
This is Christopher. I don't have anything further or reports from any other meetings.
Okay. Ann, Alpha?
Nor do I.
Okay. One thing I would ask is, we do have some of these statewide meetings that we're invited to, and I'm going to continue to email you. If I cannot attend, I'm going to ask a committee member to attend for us, just so that we can have our ears and eyes open, and then please share with us whatever is discussed and any actions or suggestions, okay? I think it really has to be a group effort, and you're, you know, all of you, you know, I have no problem with any one of you attending and listening and, you know, giving some feedback from the northern part, okay? Okay. Okay, then I would like to open up our report section to our providers and partners. And I know there's quite a few of you. So I know, Karen, I think you were the first one on the call from United Healthcare. If you would like to begin, and then I would just ask you each to give, you know, what's happening. What, you know, maybe you can answer our site visit question and anything you have to share with us. So.
I'm going to defer to Lori Gansemiller.
Okay, Karen, whatever you like.
Hi there. Karen Kramer just transitioned into this new position as the member advocacy. Sophie Stevenson was previously attending on behalf of United Healthcare, and she transitioned to a new position herself. So anyhow, I'll be attending for some time until Karen is feeling comfortable attending on her own.
Perfect.
So I wanted to just mention that from United Healthcare's perspective, with the various fires that are occurring around the state, we are identifying our members that are in the vicinity of whether it's they need to leave their homes or they are watching in case they are evacuated. We are outreaching to ensure that they have all that they need, including medication, any phone numbers to doctors that they may not have handy. And so we are continuing to evaluate our membership and where they're located and making those outreach calls.
Okay. Okay, great. That's so important. Thank you.
Yes. Yep. And then I believe there was a question about facilities and whether they're opened for site visits and such. Is that what you were asking?
Essentially, and for the electronic or virtual visits.
So I would say from on-site visits, I think it depends on the location itself. We are, UnitedHealthcare is slowly getting our frontline staff that do go out into the community back out into the community. So that's a really big win. But it does depend on the facility itself, whether or not they're open to having visitors come in at this time, whether it be the health plan or otherwise. So I think we'd have to handle that on a case-by-case basis. As for the virtual, I would think that that would be, I think that they would accept that because I think it's less intrusive, so to speak, and I use that word, that term loosely, but I would think that, yes, they would appreciate if a site visit could be done virtual so that it makes it for an easier day. But again, I think it depends on the site itself and whether or not that would, whether they would be willing to do that or not.
Okay. That's great. I mean, we, you know, we're going to feel our way and try. We're just going to try. You know?
If anything with COVID, it sure has brought about a lot of positive change with telemedicine, telehealth, and that sort of thing. So you may find yourselves where facilities are more open to do that, which will be fantastic if that's the case.
Okay. And at least it will keep us able to fulfill our mission, you know,
Absolutely. Very true. Well, thank you for the time, but that's all I have from UnitedHealthcare's perspective.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
Team, do you have any questions for Lori before we move on?
Oh. No, this is Christopher. No, I thought that was a great report. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Who would like to go next? I'm sorry. I'm not sure who's still on the line. I know we heard from Maria Esposito and Leah Gibbs.
Right. Good afternoon. I am Leah. Well, good evening. I'm Leah Gibbs from DDD. And this is my first time joining your IOC meeting, and I want to thank you for the opportunity. I work with the Division of Developmental Disabilities. We certainly do have members in our District North area who take advantage of behavioral health services throughout the district. I'm going to do a similar update as Lori, if you don't mind, in that when it comes to any fires and concerns about group homes, developmental homes, day treatment programs where there might be congregate opportunities with our members, that we do have a process in place and do outreach if there are concerns about relocating that membership, and that's done through our district program managers through the district. We continue to collaborate with our DDD health plans for our members who are choosing to take advantage of getting a COVID-19 vaccine. Any member age 12 and over who are interested, our support coordinators are doing outreach to those families to make sure that they know that non-emergency transportation is available if the member needs that or family needs that. And if we have members who are homebound and unable to be out into the community, we make arrangements to the health plan to have those vaccines taken to the member to their home. When it comes to in-person visits, the division is just starting in May and June to re-establish monitoring visits in person. And so we're all on a learning curve about that process, but we are making sure our staff have protective equipment, and we are certainly honoring the concerns about someone who may be at high risk of the virus and transporting that. Our support coordinators continue to do virtual visits whenever possible, as long as they can get eyes on the member through that virtual visit to make sure that they're doing all right and that there's no concerns. Otherwise, we make arrangements for a brief in-person visit.
So you think that the virtual visit you know, we may have some success with that more quickly.
Possibly. You know, the issue is, can we get eyes on, right? Because in a virtual visit that's over the phone and not through a FaceTime, we can't really see the member. We don't really know that they look okay. I mean, as much as we don't want to accuse anyone, but we need to know that our member's okay. So if we can't see them, we are making arrangements to drive to the home to see that member.
Okay.
Yeah. Are there things you'd like to know about our DDD program that I can help with?
Anybody? Does anyone have any questions for Leah?
I don't at this time, but Leah knows me. I'll probably think about 10 of them tonight.
You know what, Chris? You can send me an email anytime you want.
We appreciate your connecting with us. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity, and we will have a member of our OIFA team attending your meetings.
Thank you. That would be terrific. Okay. Maria or Son Young Pak?
I'll go. This is Son Young. How's everyone?
Hi, Son.
How's everyone?
Good. Thank you for hanging in there with us.
No problem. So I believe I mentioned this previously, so please bear with me. What I am about to share doesn't impact the northern region, but you may be hearing some news in southern region and central region. So I wanted to share information about our corporate transition. So a few years ago, you've heard us talking about how CareFirst was bought by WellCare. Do you all remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So a couple of years later, WellCare was bought by Centene Corporation. Centene is also the parent company of Arizona Complete Health that you may have heard. They are the regional behavioral health authority in the southern region, and they're the Access Complete Care plan for the central region. So now we are one company, and based on the Access's approval of the transition plan, come October 1, CareFirst is transitioning solely to the northern region, and our central region membership is will be open for open enrollment. So a letter should be going out shortly from Access in July, letting members know that they can choose to go with other 6 ACC plans. If they do not choose a plan, then CareFirst members will be rolled into the Arizona Complete Health Plan. So I'll pause right there for any reactions. Again, none of these affects our Northern Arizona members. We will maintain our branding as CareFirst in Northern Arizona, and the current ACC plan contract is good through 9/30/2027.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
That's a bit away.
Okay. That's a big transition. Thank you. Any questions for Son Young on this?
No.
Keep going.
Thank you very much. And in terms of the fire and COVID, my comments are very similar to my colleagues from United, DDD, and I'm sure Health Choice is on the same page with us. All of us have care management departments, and we've been reaching out to members affected in those regions to make sure that there's no shortage of the medications and such. So our activities are quite similar, so I don't want to necessarily repeat that. And comments about virtual visit, I agree with Lori from United. I believe that those folks will be much more open, but I haven't personally checked with them, but I have a hard time seeing them saying no to that. In terms of the in-person visit, we are not quite doing that with our providers. We as a corporation is returning to work in person in September in a phase-in approach. And Yeah, so we have different risk categories as to who wants to come back and who needs to stay a little longer, depending on their, you know, family situations, depending on your risk of, you know, COVID and other medical situations. So we have a phase and approach to be very cautious to make sure that our workforce is maintaining our health. But we'd be happy to look into, and I'll circle back with my behavioral health department to see which of those sites could be possibly getting ready for an in-person visit. I'll double check on that. And we'll circle back with the access to provide that information.
Okay. The virtual aspect and then the access to electronic records, of course, could go a very long way to getting us through this period when we're not quite ready to do in person. It's really not quite safe yet, you know. So we'll look forward to response from the director and access on that question that we'll be sending about that. So thank you, Sun Young. Do you have anything else to share with us?
I know that I've always talked about us recruiting for Member Advocacy Council, and all our information is up in the Northern Region. Since you mentioned, we had a Member Advocacy Council meeting a couple of weeks ago, and it was actually a really more robust, one of the more robust meetings with a handful of Northern Arizona members participating. So we wanted to thank those people who participated and provide us with invaluable information and various programs that we are trying to put forward.
Excellent.
And you should see us more up there, especially when the weather cools down.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you for hanging in there.
Thank you.
We'll try and finish up. How about Richard or Maria? I don't want to miss anyone. Who's still on the call?
This is Richard Couts with DDD OIFA, and I just want to just say thank you for inviting us to this many meetings with you all. I think Leah covered it pretty good with the things that we do, and so I won't take up too much of anybody else's time. So thank you for having us, and we look forward to you know, hearing and learning more about you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. We appreciate your time this evening, and we are learning, and we do appreciate your input. So thank you. And is there anyone else? Maria Esposito, are you still on the line? Okay. Any other providers or partners?
You have Octavia.
Octavia. Octavia. Are you there?
I am. I actually do not have anything to share, but also to just piggyback off of Richard and Leah, that I do appreciate you guys inviting me. And Richard is my actual boss, so I will just piggyback off of him. Thank you for having us, and either he or I or my other colleague will be joining the meetings when we can.
Oh, that's terrific. We really appreciate that, and we have a lot to learn together, so we're just grateful that you put the time aside. Committee members,
this is Maria. I don't can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, I've been having the most difficult time with my connection. I'm Maria from Health Choice, and I want to echo what's already been said as far as the fire issue up here. It's becoming more and more serious. We're surrounded with several fires, one that is impacting our neighborhoods, you know, from the south, you know, from Sedona area all the way up to Garland Prairie. I mean, it's just horrible. So it's the same situation. Our member services department and our crisis intervention teams are contacting pharmacies, members, to get everything set up as far as ensuring that our members are cared for. And so there are many neighborhoods here that are on the set to go. And so it's really very tenuous right now.
Okay.
As far as return, our providers are all opening based on what their decisions are on the CDC guidelines. I know that many of our providers are not open yet for visitors, for anybody except members, or even doing all their stuff telemed. So right now I can't say that anything, is open. I can't say with certainty.
And of course, with the fires, we realize you've got some real important issues immediately. So, but we're glad to hear that, that you're working so hard for our the vulnerable people who have to evacuate and all it. There's so much detail. Thank you so much. What else, Maria? Anything else?
And as Sungyeom said, our return to office is also going to be a staggered return with no more than 25% of the employees in the office at any time. And so many of us are still going to work, from home, but we are also gearing up to start coming back to the office, but that will not be until September.
Okay, that's, we all have to be safe. It doesn't make any sense to go blasting forward and having people get sick again, So we'll just journey together and try and keep everyone from being sick we certainly don't want to add to the hardship that's happening right now, that's for sure. But, perhaps the electronic aspect, the virtual aspect, we'll be able to find a way to use those tools and still accomplish at least some good work with all of you. So are there any other providers or partners on the call? Okay. I want to thank you all for, spending this time with us. And we hope to just get better and better. And with your help, I'm sure we will do more good work. Committee members, anybody have anything? I'd like to call for any public comments, but anyone from the committee?
Not from me. This is Christopher.
Not from me either, Dot. This is Anne.
Okay, Anne.
At the time.
Okay. So, again, I don't believe we have any members of the public on. I'm sorry. Did I miss something?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think we do.
Okay. Larry, do you see anyone on the call that might be a member of the public?
Larry had to hop off video. This is Frederica. There does not appear to be anyone else on the call that's from the public.
Okay. Okay. Then I'm not hearing anything. I'd like to thank you all, everybody, for your time. Committee members, stay tuned for something else, and we'll sort some of this work out that we have to do. And to our, again, partners and providers, Fred, you and Larry, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And so then we'll adjourn. I'm not sure. I think it's 6:00.
6:06.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
This is Christopher Gonzalez. I'll make the motion to adjourn today's meeting.
How about a second?
Second.
Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Good night, all. Thank you so much. We'll be talking soon.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.